Thank you, Sarah. And we close this week's edition with some of the shorter stories making the news this week.
People living next to a Norwich park have complained that noise from a nearby fun fair is keeping them awake at night. The annual Easter fun fair returned to Chapelfield Gardens on April the 12th, bringing with it an array of rides and games. But some people living nearby have described the six-day event as a nightmare due to the loud music and shouting. Organisers, meanwhile, said sound levels were being monitored by Norwich City Council and that they had received no complaints.
The festival of May Day dates as far back as the Roman era, with youth celebrating the coming of spring. And a group of Norwich churches are continuing the holiday celebrations with a May Day fair that's been running for more than 30 years. The May Day fair, also known as the May Day family event, has taken place at Higham Park for 31 years and will return for a day of family fun and all for a good cause. On Monday, May the 1st, the fair will see local churches from Norwich come together to run the fair to raise money for the May Day Fund, which is shared between local charities. The fair promises fun for all the family, with donkey rides, Punch and Judy shows, face painting and dodgems.
The iconic shop in Norwich's Royal Arcade, celebrating Coleman's Mustard, is set to close before moving to a different location later this year. Davina Tanner, chief executive of the social enterprise Guildhall Enterprises, which took over Coleman's Mustard shop from Norwich Heart in 2015, confirmed that the shop would close in its current home within the next 6 weeks, but that it would reopen in a new city centre site before Christmas. We are hoping to be open in the new site in September or October before Christmas. We are not talking about being shut for a long, long time. She added, we have got a permanent site for it, but there will be a period when there won't be a mustard shop. Mrs. Tanner said Guildhall Enterprises had always intended to move to the new site where the rent would be cheaper.
A charity for older people has received a £1,000 boost from Norwich-based Anglian Home Improvements as part of a scheme to help 50 worthy causes for that firm's 50th anniversary. Age UK Norfolk has received the grant, which will be used to combat loneliness among over 55s, the fastest growing age group in the UK. Helen Chapman, fundraising manager at Age UK Norfolk, said, "This amount of money will help fund 200 telephone befriending calls to lonely and isolated older people. Norfolk is a very rural county with over 38,000 older people living alone. Our telephone befriending service provides a lifeline to more than 270 older people who may otherwise not speak to anyone for a month."
Runners are being given the chance to take part in a special 5K event taking in some of Norwich's finest churches. The Friends of Norwich Historic Churches Trust has devised the run, which will take place on Saturday, April the 29th, during the Flintspiration Festival, celebrating the city's medieval churches. The route takes in some secret places from which to get a panoramic view of Norwich's Flint churches. Adrian Galvin, who will lead the run, said, "A trail like this combines fact-finding and fitness in a fun way. It's a great way to explore some of the forgotten corners of the city and its surrounding areas." The run starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday, April the 29th, at St. Martin at Palace Church in Palace Plain.
A Norfolk charity is inviting people to open their gardens to help celebrate their 70th anniversary. Age UK Norfolk is inviting people to take part in their open garden season, which runs until the end of the summer, which will see people's gardens open to the public to help raise money for the charity. Chief Executive of Age UK Norfolk, Hilary MacDonald, said, "We hope that garden lovers across Norfolk will be inspired to join us, whether as a gardener opening up your garden or as a visitor taking the opportunity to enjoy Norfolk gardens." Roy Dickinson took part in the season last year and he said, "It was lovely. A lot of visitors were keen to take away ideas from our garden and transfer them to their own. Money raised will go towards benefiting the lives of elderly people in Norfolk."
When Edie Wilkinson was young, she remembers seeing King George V on horseback as she ambled through London's Hyde Park on her way to work at Harrods. Mrs. Wilkinson, who lives in Heathersett, said he was lovely. He would wave to the people when they were walking to work, and if any men were there, they would raise their caps to him. The fascinating encounter is just one of the many from a rich and remarkable life. Mrs. Wilkinson has just marked her 109th birthday. She said the secret to longevity was hard work. Mrs. Wilkinson spent her working days making chair covers for Debenhams and a daily glass of Guinness with her dinner. Mrs. Wilkinson celebrated the April 13th milestone with family, including one brother who she had not seen for 71 years.
Concerns have been raised about the possible impact on Norwich International Airport's new radar system if a high-rise tower block is built in Anglia Square. A 25-storey block is one of the options put forward as part of a blueprint for the shopping area, but the airport bosses have voiced fears over the impact of large structures. Mark Birch, safeguarding coordinator for Norwich Airport Limited, said in an email to planners, "Any building over 45 metres above ground level will need to be safeguarded to ensure that the performance of the new primary surveillance radar is not compromised."
A newsagent in Drayton could become a Domino's Pizza and post office under new plans submitted to Broadland District Council. It would see Drayton stores on Fakenham Road split in two in order to accommodate both businesses separately. The application states the new Domino's Pizza takeaway would be open between 10 a.m. and 11 p.m. daily. Around 35 jobs, both part-time and full-time, will be created. Under the new plans, the existing post office service would be relocated to the back of the unit, whilst the takeaway would occupy the space at the front.
Superstore bosses have revealed that a new Aldi superstore in Norwich is due to open next month. The discount supermarket chain was given permission for a store on part of the car park in Hall Road Retail Park in Norwich last year, to the annoyance of their rivals. The new store, close to Pets at Home, has been taking shape since last autumn, and customers will soon be welcomed through the doors. An Aldi spokeswoman said, "We're looking forward to opening our new store on Hall Road to customers this May. We'll share more details on the exact opening date and times in the coming weeks." The new store will create 50 jobs.
As 80 motorcycles rolled up to his care home in his honour, David Gurney was moved to tears. The 76-year-old Norwich-born motorcycle enthusiast thought his biking days were behind him after he was diagnosed with terminal cancer. But when Emily Wilson, activities coordinator at Oakwood House Nursing Home in Colney, where Mr. Gurney now lives, organised an appeal for bikers around the country to ride to the home, he said, "They've come back again." Mr. Gurney even got to sit on a white 2010 Suzuki Intruder, owned by Mike Jackson 39 from Bungay, and rev the machine. Mrs. Wilson said, "I'm completely overwhelmed by the event. It shows fantastic community spirit. David is going to be smiling about this for days. It is days like this that make my job so rewarding."
A social enterprise which staffs low-risk prisoners will take their new food vans to the streets of the city this summer. Cafe Britannia, located on Britannia Road and in the historic Guildhall, will be travelling around the city's parks and shows and events across Norfolk in the coming months, including the Royal Norfolk Show in June. The new Citroën vans, called Molly and Claude, serve a variety of food and debuted in Waterloo Park last month. The social enterprise works alongside Norwich Prison on Knox Close and hires low-category prisoners to help rehabilitate them back into the working environment.
Well, that's just about it for now. We hope you've enjoyed listening to this week's edition. Please return your recording to us by putting it back in the wallet, turning over the address label at the front and popping it in the post. Simple as that. All post is paid for.
We really are always pleased to hear from our listeners and to pass on any news that you may have. And don't forget, you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365 and leave a message on our answering machine. But if you don't want to talk to a machine, you may prefer just to pop a note in the wallet when you return it. And of course, we also have our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Now, all the items read were taken from the evening news, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording.
Our readers on part one were Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell, and the features were read by Sarah Houghton. Our sound recordist was Peter Murch. On behalf of this week's editor, Peter Wilson, and all the team at Chatterbox, it's goodbye from Marianne Penn.
And from me, John Francis. Goodbye.